Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to see you guys again. Today's video is about cell phone. Do you get nervous or anxious when you don't have your phone around? Well, sometimes, you know, I do, especially when I'm waiting for important calls or, you know, when I'm in a foreign country because I couldn't read a traditional paper map. So I have to rely on Google Maps all the time, even when I'm in Taiwan. So what about you guys? Do you get anxious or nervous without your phone around? And if you do, why? Would you like to change that? Or, you know, like maybe like the sentence we're going to practice today, we all should learn to have a healthier relationship with our phones. All right, let's take a look at the sentence today. The problem is our devices are designed to keep us engaged. They are intentionally addicting. But if you understand the tricks that grab your attention, you can learn to have a healthier relationship with your phone. The problem is our devices are designed to keep us engaged. They are intentionally addicting. But if you understand the tricks that grab your attention, you can learn to have a healthier relationship with your phone. Alright, let's take a look at the vocabularies. 第一个单词是 device. Device. 那它是名词，有设备或是装置的意思。 You should switch off your electronic devices in movie theaters. 在电影院的时候，你应该把你的电子产品关机。 Electronic devices. 再来是 machine. Machine. Machine 有机器或是机械的意思。 You can see many different kinds of vending machines in Japan. 你可以在日本看到很多不同的贩卖机。 那贩卖机就是 vending machines. 再来是 utensil. Utensil. 那 utensil 有器皿或是用具的意思。 比较常是指家里或是厨房里的用具。 This store sells cooking utensils. 这间商店出售炊具。 也就是厨房的用具, cooking utensils. 再来是 engaged, engaged. 那 engaged这个字, 它当形容词, 它有忙于什么的, 或者是它有已订婚的意思。 比如说, they are engaged in their group discussion. 他们正忙于团体讨论中。 那如果是已订婚的话, 你就可以说, Billy and his girlfriend are engaged, and they will have their wedding in June. 那Billy和他的女朋友订婚了, 那他们的婚礼会在6月的时候举办, engaged. 再来是occupied, occupied. 那occupied它有已占用的, 或者是无空间的意思, 也是当形容词来用。 This new app kept him occupied for hours. 他沉浸在这款新的app里面好几个小时了。 再来是preoccupied, 在前面加了 一个pre, 就是 preoccupied, 那它有心事重重的或者是入神的意思。 She was pretty preoccupied recently because her dog just passed away. 由于她的狗狗刚过世, 所以她最近看起来心事重重的。好,再来是 intentionally, intentionally. 那 intentionally 当副词, 它有故意的或者是有意的意思。 John intentionally said something bad about her to hurt her feelings. 那 John 故意说他的坏话来伤害他。 那 一样有故意的意思, 有 purposely 跟 on purpose. 那 其实 purposely 跟 on purpose 是一样的, 他们都是有故意的意思。 I purposely avoid taking buses during rush hour. 我故意避开尖峰时间来搭公车。 那你也可以说 I avoid taking buses during rush hour on purpose. 那是一样的意思, 都是我故意避开尖峰时间搭公车。 那再来是 addict, addict. 那 addict 它其实有两个发音, 它当动词的时候是念 addict, 它有成瘾或者是沉溺的意思。 那当名词的时候它是念 addict, addict. 那意思是成瘾的人。好，那如果说是动词的话，你可以说 She is addicted to painkillers. 她对止痛药成瘾。那如果是名词的话，你可以说 He is a coffee addict. He must have at least 5 cups of coffee a day. 他对咖啡成瘾，他每天必须喝至少5杯以上。那再来是 addict 的形容词是 addictive， 那它是有上瘾的或者是使成瘾的意思。 Tobacco is highly addictive， 那香烟容易使人上瘾。再来是这个字会稍微比较难念一点，它是 hypnotize， 那 hypnotize 这个字是动词，它有催眠或者是着迷的意思。I was hypnotized by the flame on the candle, so I stared at it for half an hour. 我对蜡烛的火焰很着迷，所以我盯着火焰看了半个小时。那如果说你是去给催眠师催眠的话，也是用这个字 hypnotize。 好，最后一组单字是 trick， 那 trick 这个字它当名词有诡计、花招或是恶作剧等意思。那我们比较常用的是你可以说 do the trick。那 do the trick 它是有奏效或是起作用的意思。那这个片语我们可以用在比如说 some lemon juice should do the trick in the salad， 加一些柠檬汁在这个沙拉里面应该就会很好吃或者是就可以了。那如果是当恶作剧来使用的话，你可以说 she played a nasty trick on me， she put a fake cockroach in my bed， 她恶整我，她把假蟑螂放在我的床里面。那再来是 trick 的形容词是 tricky， 那 tricky 它有难对付的或者是诡计多端的意思。 It is a tricky question, I need more time to think. 这个问题有一点难对付，或者是你可以说这个问题有一点复杂，我需要多一点时间来想一想。再来是 trickery， 那它跟 trick 长得蛮像的，但意思有点不太一样。那 trickery 它也是当名词，有欺骗或是奸诈的意思。 He makes lots of money not by making quality products but through trickery. 他能赚很多钱的原因不是制造有质感的商品，而是使用诡计。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!